This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, February 18th, 2025.
Oh, look at that. Let me turn you up in the headphones a little bit there, buddy.
Oh, you want to hear some more of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like you heard, that?
You heard right, gentlemen.
You heard right,
Ted.
Guys...
boys.
He's stud. You got a handful right now?
He's stud.
I heard you were a handful.
Like, what do you call it? Like,
well, I hope you are.
Gosh, I should know this. I want to Google this without... I have two ideas. First, let me finish this one, but remind me at some point during this so-called monologue to tell you the other idea. But hold on. Let me see what I was looking up now. What was I looking up?
Oh, a couple ideas.
A couple ideas. Just that fast it's going.
And what if you were less than a handful? That's pretty sad.
Less what?
If you were less than a handful, that's pretty sad.
I always thought that meant breast size.
I always thought that meant something else.
I thought it meant like, hey, he's
you're too much to handle.
Yeah, he's a handful. Oh, he's trouble.
Okay, wow. I totally went Hooters on that, I suppose. Like the actual company, because they used to have a... Didn't they put on the sign? They put all these little cool little... This was obviously pre-social media, because why would I care? But I would always enjoy driving by the Hooters and looking at their fun little phrases. They wouldn't put on their, like, wings, three for a dollar, or, you know, Bud Light, $5 or whatever. They would put these little unique phrases. Kind of like what Snapple used to do under the hood.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yoplait?
Not Snapple the car. Yoplait would do it. There was some yogurt that would put some kind of cool phrase at the bottom. I'm like, why didn't they ever think to do that with, like, kids' food early on? Like, It didn't even have to be a trivia question or anything. It'd be as simple as, oh, there's a... I almost cussed bad. There's one of the damn Paw Patrols right there at the bottom of my food. They would, I mean, seriously, like, you got to think like that.
Pepper Pig.
We are puppies as babies, and we are thinking like dogs. Like, we're not sitting there choosing what we eat. We're accepting what we're given as kids. So if you're sitting there and you're like, what's the reward here? I'm not necessarily hungry, but I don't know when these big, tall people are going to give me more food. So I should accept this now. But what's my reward? Oh, one of my favorite characters is at the bottom of this bowl.
Yep. You got to entice the kid to eat.
I mean, is that a thing? I know there's like cereal bowls with like the character in there, but like literally like the kid doesn't know what's going to be in there until he finishes it.
Yeah, got a lot bigger because there are a lot of kids that are in food therapy.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus, was that what you called fat camp when I was a kid? Because I was there twice.
No, that was the opposite. Like, you guys had it. You knew how to eat. The kids now, either they won't eat enough or they don't eat right.
Oh, God. Wow, we've went full circle.
So they figure out, why is this kid not eating?
I mean, we've went full circle. Like, let me look. I'm not going to say it because I don't know how to socially climate say it. But is this still happen a lot?
I don't hear about it as much.
Okay. But like binge and purge is basically what I was referring to.
Being bulimic and whatnot, there is that go. What that is?
Yeah, I don't hear about it anymore. I just...
kills your enamel and you can't get that back.
Well, that's true. But also... I mean, you say the same thing to alcoholics about their livers. They're like, who cares?
I get another one. I regenerate.
Hey, make it a double now.
Yeah. Give me a sip. Yeah, they're like, the kids wouldn't eat. Like, they would eat a little bit here and there, like nibble, but they would never come back to it.
God, what is that about?
So, like, kids not eating enough to survive.
So, I mean, you could say, well, the internet. But no, like, TV was, I would just, you know... Summertime, I don't know. I wasn't always out on the bike like the member berries remind you. You're always out on your bike with your friends. Bull crap. Some Saturdays, I didn't leave in front of the TV. I still don't some Saturdays. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, I wasn't all, you know, you see all these Instagram accounts and stuff. It's like, this is the way it was it in the 80s. And it was always this, like, didn't have to go home till sundown. Like, bull crap. Like, I had to be home at 6, no matter sun, what season it was. Like, I had to be home by, or, no, I do take that back. It was 6 and 5 that I had to be in by. So I guess it was, that's when the, so winter would, yeah.
Mary's going to yell out the door. Maybe.
It would, I mean, she's got some volume. Not in these days, but back in the day, I mean, it was like a Tarzan call.
Yeah, my mom used to do that in the morning to get us up. She was amazing, that shrill.
Poe Mill. Like, you can imagine her on that back porch, both hands by there. Matthew!
Alex, somebody set off the tornado siren.
Oh, I mean, literally, it sounded like the Germans were coming. Matthew!
Everybody's like, poor kid.
Get under the floor now. Here she comes.
Poe Mill probably thought it was a 5-0 call.
Probably. Well, see, again, it was a different Poe Mill, man. And yeah. Poe Mill then was like Mayberry in a sense. Like, it had, you know, it had 2 or 3 roads. The further you got away from it, where, you know, it's you dared not go ride your bike that damn far. And I was like, you don't have to worry about it. That's too far for me to drive back.
You come back with no rims.
There you go.
You come back with no rims on a bicycle.
Is that where they paint the murals on the...
they just take the whole thing.
Yo, Harris, give me that bike.
No, you just said, yo. No, these were like... These were some... I'll be straight up and tell you, these were some... I can't say all that. It was almost like tribe-like, meaning like they were these really, they were, hey, this, I look, y'all should hear this if you do with respect. They were really tall people.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they were probably like, well, I don't want to guess their ethnicity, but they were white, I'm saying, you know. I just don't want it to be like it was like the hood, because you said, yo, I don't want people to look far into that. Because it was totally like...
just drive there now.
No, I'm saying... like
back then.
That, I mean, you would hear that a little closer to my house because we lived by the government apartment.
Which got redone?
Dude.
I saw.
Let me tell you something. Those things right now are like... If I didn't... Oh, I can't say all that either.
I still wouldn't want to live there, but they did get redone.
You said it for me. Thank you.
I mean,
yeah, it's because of the memories. I would look over and see the lot where my home used to stand.
But it's now gone. I wonder if they're really tall then, or just, you know, as kids, we just...
That's a great point, too. That's a good point. I think they were, because they were talked about. Not in a bad way. They were just... I'm not going to say their last name, and don't you text in or ask me on social media. I might tell you in person, making sure you ain't wearing your Meta glasses. If you're wearing sunglasses, look, I know I'm being... ridiculous by even saying that, because I always wear them. But if you're wearing Ray-Bans, I'm going to ask you to put them in your pocket. That was the big telltale. Like, they were tall people, and like, you just like they kind of owned a couple streets, not literally but figuratively.
Must be when they started painting the murals on the.
No, that was only in, well, I can't say now, maybe 15 years. But I mean, like, we've been gone since. Telling the 80s,
which is, you know, amazing art if you go look at it. It really is.
I'm still amazed by, and I don't know what they've done to the building. And for those of you in Tennessee and North Carolina and Georgia and surrounding areas, like, just think about this building that is The old American Federal Building. How tall you think that thing is?
Oh, God.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yep. I don't even...
Like, I can't even figure it. I mean, it's a really tall building, especially if you're a little kid. It's just a really tall... I would venture to say 30 floors, maybe more.
At least. It's
big,
huge.
Like, right huge. As you passed the old Coca-Cola bottling company, like, that would be on your left. You see these big, tall... And my parents' bank. Like, it was weird. You needed that big of a building for a bank. Yet, they make them the size of coffee shops now.
I don't get how that works.
Well, everything's digital now. Like, you know, they got safes in there, but it's not like the hall it used to be.
The Daniel Building, I mean, do they need every floor of that place for?
Like back then, well, Daniel kind of ran Greenville, so they probably had a floor for everything.
Yeah.
But the mural, so I don't know what they bought that building to do something with it, and I don't know what that was, but this mural that you drive and you're like, I wonder how many wrecks, no crap, there are people that are getting ready to cross over Academy, I guess that is.
Or how long it took to do it. I don't know what it is, but it's nice.
You can't, like, you got to be real far away to even tell what it is. It's like just people, faces and stuff, showing, like, you know.
It's like an old lady and a bunch of kids, right?
I don't think it's one. I do notice the older lady more, I think, and that's because I think that's right there where traffic's starting to butt up a little bit, and you'll sit there a little more, and you look up and see, oh, yeah, it's an old lady.
It kind of freaks me out.
From a distance, I think it's pretty, though.
Because if you ever watch Tales from the Hood, there's a little skit in there with the old voodoo lady in the rocking chair.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Lord.
Like, oh, no, she had the little evil dolls.
Oh, my God. These things, wow, weirdo. How nice would that be, though, if all, like, I don't think we would mind the big... Let's be honest. Like, some of the buildings are just not... I'm not even talking about in Greenville. I'm talking about new buildings are just kind of ugly. They're just kind of like... Well, yeah. We've always said about, like, Walmarts aren't pretty buildings. And I'm not saying they ever were, but, like, McDonald's used to be a pretty building.
There's no character to them, man.
Absolutely not. But what if we went back to painting murals all over everything? I mean, it would be like you're not on acid, but you feel like it.
That building on Antrim Drive, man, they're like, I hope they never tear that down. I guess it was an old bank, but it's still there behind Kimbrell's, which is not Kimbrell's anymore.
No. Gosh, I can't even think where that is on the map.
It's like, man, this place looks old, but it's great.
Paige, pick my head up and hold me over the map and drop me on that street. You're going to break your wrist, by the way.
If there were more goober murals on buildings, would it, would it make them more enjoyable?
For me, maybe.
Baby Wiener.
Oh, my God, I watched that.
Yeah, that's what causes
you
that.
You saw it?
I did. I love it.
That's what causes Baylin to say that so much, is she saw somebody spray painted a ding-a-ling on a building.
I like when she has a random one.
Uh-huh.
You know she's got to do it three times.
And she has to quickly apologize.
If you watch her, like, new stuff she'll put out, the shorts or whatever, like, she'll just yell out, you know, her fiance blanks blanks.
Let me tell you, I followed. Yeah, you sent me that thing. You sent me that actual clip. And
he won't stop.
And I went on and I followed her. But then I had to, like, after a couple of days, because it was so much. Like, it's one of those. And I get it. You hungry? You want to make this out, like, two or three seasons? You want something to, so you get you a brand out of this or whatever? But the inundation of posts. I get it. You love this guy. You love your,
Colin.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but your man guy.
But I'm not at that point yet where he.
I know. I don't want to spoil it.
Please don't.
It's why it's weird to watch a reality show that's been taped a year ago, but then you see him in real time and you're like, well, shoot, you just screwed it up. You just gave it away, bitch.
You know what
and
I
it
like?
Was a guy I was referring to just then, so get off.
I liked when the dad goes, well, she has one of her explosions. I don't know.
I know. The show is, again, this is of no.
The parents are so calm.
We're only talking about this because several people have asked because we have talked about it a lot, but it's called Baylin Out Loud.
It is great.
On Max, and we are not getting anything to tell you that. But she's got Tourette's, and it's not that you're laughing with them and how it makes the family and her friends feel when they're out in public and these outbursts happen.
They laugh at each other.
Yeah, everybody does.
She's got the condition only a few have where she cusses.
Right, and says just the...
How could you not do that all day after you cuss? It's habit forming.
But she's OCD too, so whatever she says, she has to do it three times. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
And then the explanation of why she says certain things. And that's why that was, you know.
I can't say the one I like that she says. It's just not only what it is, but how she says it.
Her poor mother.
And about the itchy.
No, not that one. She goes,
Oh, yeah. Dude, oh, I can't talk about it anymore because I was about to talk about something.
I know, because I want to talk about the hot friend who, like, she face twitches, but she's got big jugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But y'all should hang out more. Don't hang out with the other one as much.
Oh, come on. That girl, you could tell. You could tell the one that was driving.
Yeah.
I know. You could tell, like, she's like, God, I'm about to lose my friend. This sucks.
The Uber driver was great. Why he really? He's a character. Because he would like.
Fellow Trump supporters will love this show, by the way. That doesn't mean that if you go other way that you would not, but she has a Biden tick, I'll say.
Oh, yeah. That was.
That's just bizarre.
She does. And, you know, she has an explanation for it. It doesn't really show any political side, it just shows more of. She was consuming a little bit of political talk and took something the wrong way and just went with it. The way it goes.
God, man.
Well, Dad, I can tell you which way he goes for sure.
Oh, well, Colin's buddy walks in and she just yells at him. He blinks, blanks.
I know, man. Those guys, though, like, I was thinking, man, like, those guys, those are good friends to have because my friends would be losing their mind laughing. I really think all of them. I think... I mean, it would be hard to keep a straight face. I mean, just being honest, even knowing, hey, this, because, you know, he told him ahead of time, hey, by the way, not surprising you with this, but she's got this condition. But even then, like, to hold it in and keep a conversation while she's saying this, that's pretty remarkable, more than I could do.
You can tell when the mom's getting a little bit aggravated when she keeps saying, my mom has hemorrhoids, and she says, no, I don't.
Well, you know, as a woman, that's concerning. It's also embarrassing if
in public
you have to ask your sister what that means.
She explains in detail what it is.
Great detail. It's a good show.
He's gonna get it too, they think.
Yep. Well, shut up.
No, they said that, like,
I know, but now not everybody's watched that part.
Oh, you gotta, I mean, come on, man. You gotta look, you know how Paige watches stuff.
I ain't talking about just Paige. I'm talking about, I worry more about them people on X that hold real bad grudges about stuff like that.
Now, I dabble in TV. Like, I'll watch a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I love
the
spoiling.
The ADD
now
kicks in.
You love spoiling. Well, I used to remember that time that thing I did to Jeff.
Oh, yeah. You told everybody Han Solo got stabbed in the gut.
The movie. You did that, fat boy.
No,
you ended up at theater.
I wrote him a, I gave, it was a, his Christmas card, and I said, I'll give this to you, but to get this gift, you got to read the card. So he start, and it starts off real sentimental. And the last part is him giving the spoiler away for the Star Wars movie that came out the night before.
God,
D-move.
Oh my Such God! That was Twitter in its like baby step days, and that was like vengeful against me.
I thought George Lucas was going to call us.
I was expecting a call.
We would have called out his barber for. Not leaving enough hair on the neck.
Oh,
come
boy.
On, man.
It's an odd haircut.
You can go below the chin if you need to.
Speaking of that, Saturday Night Live 50. Saturday Night Live 50. It sounds like a small race. Did you guys watch the SNL 50? Was that before Daytona or not?
A little warm-up.
A little warm-up.
For the deals.
Before had all them wrecks.
Before Cole Custer tried to kill everybody.
I watched the music part, and that was really good.
See, I didn't watch that thing.
Yeah, that was a whole separate concert. I'm like, I ain't doing all that.
Oh, no, that was great.
Well, we're going to talk about all that and some Fat Boy and I, and Paige too, but I think Fat Boy and I are like really like hardcore SNL fans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's a few questions I have because some things were like, that's weird that you're doing that. Also, that's kind of odd that person's not there at all, and they're alive and well and kicking.
Yeah, probably, well, we might have different people, but it was like one of the most important people to ever be on the show. Like, where is he at?
That's what I'm thinking. It's got to be the same person.
It's got to be.
We started talking about it a minute ago. I was like, we got to hush because we're going to talk it all out. And
I know.
We're going to forget what we're going to say when we get on the radio. So we got that with all kind of stuff. We got to catch up on the last few days. Also, I don't want to put you on the spot, but.
Well, don't do it.
I have to, because, you know, it's a little tease. Would the two of you be up to playing a round of a game today? And I can tell you why. But would you be up for playing a game, just Fat Boy and Paige against each other for no...
Oh, versus. You know,
winner can punch me in the stomach hard, something. I mean, a small gift.
Yeah, as long as it's not like flushing roulette.
Yeah, if I don't have to think too much, that'd be great.
Okay, because it's Spellenberg.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
I was making a tweet, and I actually spell-checked myself, which I always say, like, that's so dumb that you know. I do it because I don't want to be ridiculed and skewered by the people on X.
Well, what'd you say?
No, it's because I didn't want to. If you make a tweet and you're misspelling your point, they will chop your balls off for that point alone.
Oh, they really will.
You don't know what you're talking about. You just misspelled that word, cummerbund.
Oh, there's no D on it. What'd you say, though?
I thought it was cummerbund, but it's cummerbund.
Oh, there's no B?
Uh-uh.
So when I say it wrong on purpose, it's actually saying it right? Cummerbund.
Yes, it's cummerbund.
Doing terrible.
So I looked, and I was like, God, this would be so good. So I wanted to see. I just gave that away. I was going to see if y'all could spell that, but clearly I just told you how. Cucumber, go.
C-E-W.
Paige?
C-U-M-B-E-R.
Also wrong.
Wait, cumber.
Okay,
wait,
so
what
this
would
be
say?
Fun. She said cumber.
I'm just kidding.
C-U-M-M-E-R.
Cumber.
Yeah.
Cumber Q.
W-O-O-O-O.
See, that'll be fun. All right.
Woo.
Perfect.
C-U-M-M-A-H.
Good. Because I pre-made a list of certain words, and then obviously I screwed up the one with cummerbund, which is not cumber, it's cummer.
Oh, Benedict.
Gregory's has been laughing at me for years. They're like, I don't need a vest. I don't need a cummerbund. Just give me a vest.
It's going to fold over anyway.
He said cumber. Yeah, you mean a double belt? That's what that turns into. All right.
Paige, when are we doing that?
Oh, man. 7 o'clock hour.
All right, maybe I'll get a second brain cell.
Don't cheat and study.
Don't cheat and study how to spell words.
So much last night that I'm tired today.
All right. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, my gosh. Well, things are getting so tough out there. There are now things called Lucy's at the store. I'll tell you if you need some Lucy's next. Lucy, explaining, but Lucy's.
What if you got a Lucy?
I was going to say, like, that's what my mom called lady parts when I was a kid.
Oh, God.
I know. That's why I popped for that.
Okay.
All right. I hope that's not what it means.
I hope not.
You can buy those pocket ones at
Good
the grocery
Lord.
Store now. Who knows? Aldi, you'll go for it. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Rise Guys Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this, a discussion about life is so tough out there. Stores are now selling Lucy's.
Usually you got to show up in the alley to get one of those, right?
Where the lights are red, they would always say.
Red light special. Blue light special.
Not like at a traffic stop.
Uh-oh. You don't have to stop for those. Don't text and drive unless you're really good at it.
Unless you can get through before it turns red.
Or you have a supplier on the side to get some Lucy's.
Are we talking about pills or prostitutes?
Yeah, I was talking about, like, you know,
hookers,
overt sexual activity.
Yeah, me too. I think Paige talked about pills.
I think you're all off. So eggs.
I'll take either one. What are you selling?
Eggs. Are so
eggs.
Dang expensive.
Eggs.
That convenience stores are selling egg Lucy's because people can't afford to buy a whole carton of eggs right now.
Like they would do with the 12 packs. They'd split them up.
Hell, there's a place downtown Greenville when downtown Greenville was downtown Greenville, and they sold loose cigarettes.
Three for a dollar.
Yep.
They probably have protests out there now.
Probably so. They'd have to have a big poster there saying, hey, it's going to kill you real big. We don't want you to sue us down the road. You see how big this poster is?
And they have a woman with a goatee singing on the side of the road.
Did like, this, oh my God. Did like, man. Yeah, I should make that joke.
I don't know. I don't like the filter. I don't like it.
Well, it had to do with cancer, so I'm not making fun of cancer. But I just wonder, like, so those signs used to be small that said, hey, warning, you know, this stuff will kill you, lung cancer, all this stuff. And then on the packs, like the back of it now is all that. But now convenience stores have to have, like, a poster.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, did, like, people with bad vision say, we didn't see it. We got this. I'm not making fun of cancer, but you asked. Because my daddy died from it, and I'm not making fun of it. But just in this kind of weird kind of thing, it's like, why has it got to be so big? But then a lot of the other things, like, you know, the candy and the energy drinks and all that stuff.
Yeah,
red dye,
but this
yellow
has got to be huge. And I'm like, did a bunch of blind people smoke?
No.
Maybe.
I mean, like, what the hell?
That's a little CYA there.
They just go hard on that. And I get it because it, but there's, you just go hard on all of it. Then there's just going to be posters of warnings everywhere. This all, it's like they live. Consume, obey. You're going to get cancer.
You need to have it for the vapist.
Who
thought that vaping was really a healthy alternative?
Well,
look, I didn't know it was.
If you want blisters in your lungs, that's okay.
I mean, what, you inhale something that's not natural into your lungs. It ain't good.
Well, yeah.
Nicotine, tar, coal ash, whatever it is.
Pumping gas.
Farts. If you inhale it and it's not natural, it's
asbestos.
Not good.
Oh, man. I caught a cow fart the other day within 10, 12 feet maybe. I didn't catch it with my hands.
I was going to say, it went up my nose.
That's
a big old fart. It's solid.
You know how you
what? That would not be a fart, Paige. What?
You know how you can see the heat on the ground? Could you see it like coming at you?
It was before it got real frigid cold again. It was still when it's a little bit warm, like 2 days ago, which is weird.
Was this the little brown cow that I'm in love with?
Nothing against them, but all mine are brown. I mean, so it's the mama. And
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and I know it was her. I mean, like, either that or a ghost just smoked a blunt. Like, there was that smell of just like, and I didn't look at her and she was smiling or anything like that. It wasn't some kind of guilty face she had. They'll sit there and just take a dump and look you right in the eye and not even quiver.
So, what?
That's how you exert dominance.
Exactly, man, because I look away. I'm like, you're making me feel weird doing that and watching me.
Do you feel like you have to mark your territory after?
I feel like they're getting off on watching me tremble at looking at the size of the way things can grow back there.
Oh, my God.
Because they know you got to muck it. You got to clean it, and you got to possibly maybe grow something in it.
Yeah, and mushrooms don't work.
Okay. Well, back to the story.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay, because one place is selling a bag of three eggs for $2.99. That's how life is.
Wow. I mean, that's not very surprising. I mean, we will go to a restaurant and pay, and not everyone will. A lot of you will. But if you go to a nice kind of deli and you order a hard-boiled egg, you'll likely pay $3 for that. Even probably way more now. But, like, for them to put it in water and boil it for you, you were fine paying $3. But this attacks that memory point of you not ever seeing that price, and that's why it's so shocking. But you're just seeing the inflation just in different places now that you normally did not see them before, and that's why it's so sticker shock. But you still think, like, it's still pretty affordable long-term for what it is. Like, when people bitch about a stamp, I'm like, but still.
For 75 cents.
It's 72, 75, whatever it is.
Especially if you don't mail that much, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, that and like for someone, if I said, hey, will you drive this letter to California for me? I'll give you 75 cents. It's absurd.
Well, it all adds up with your overall budget. It depends on how much you're spending, and $12 adds up if you've got to feed a bunch of kids.
I know. I ain't made of money. I ain't trying to make. I'm just saying, like, it's sticker shock is what it is.
Somebody knocked the balls off you if you said that to them.
Well, and also,
or they look at you sideways.
200,000 hens died in that chicken plant that caught on fire conveniently during the egg epidemic.
Yeah.
What was the total?
The epidemic.
22 million nationwide, I think, was the total.
With the flu and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. It was over 20.
God.
I mean, it's almost easier to be a vegan because everything's so damn expensive.
No, I look like Gandhi if that happened.
Bald Indian guy?
Shut up. Only a 20th.
$12 for one carton of eggs.
And I flipped him off when I said it.
I got the wrong one.
Oh, Paige.
Boy. Yeah, I got to have eggs. I'll pay
you
it.
Gotta, I know.
You got
to. They're very important.
So dang expensive.
I think a dozen where I go is like $6.50 now.
Like, what price do you remember? Like, that really, like, you always would see that price? Because I want to see if mine is, like, ridiculous.
Like $2?
I remember 99 cents.
Yeah.
And I know I'm remembering that from being eye level as a child. I know that's what that's from. Eye level as a child with the counters and the signs and everything. That's why I would always see that.
Trump's killing me on these eggs, man.
Trump ain't doing it. You should eat American eggs. Fat Boy gets his from Taiwan.
Did you?
He's Taiwanese eggs.
Did you see what Elon came across the other day on the Doge?
I'm scared of that.
I'm tired of hearing about him.
We were given $10 million to... Was it Mozambique for a voluntary circumcision?
Dude.
What?
Like, why did we care so much? And serious question. Why did we care so much about men from the country of Colombia having sex changes to become women? Why did we care?
Smuggle more cocaine in our country.
Yes, what?
Some kind of.
To be more available to sniff.
You think they were wanting to.
That was probably
make
just...
their prison wallet bigger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Make more money.
I don't know. I don't think you look at people as boats.
I don't know what to think about anything.
Yeah, I believe it.
But then we all...
Not all that.
We're always
unless
going to...
Unless I see it. Unless they show me the whole file, you know?
I still don't. They, like, as Does a taxpayer, like, no, I'm not cool with that.
But we're going to Columbia for, you know, groundbreaking medical procedures.
Yeah, there's... I mean, there's a reason, and everybody's pockets were getting padded, but, well, like, I think it's... It's remarkable
what's going
down.
There are protections and procedures that you have done, and the U.S. does things that other countries don't, so that's why people go there.
I would. Oh,
I wouldn't.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
Like, you would never go to Mexico to get cosmetic surgery.
No.
You are a moron if you do.
Ah. Yeah.
And now you'll have somebody text in, I got big boobs from Mexico.
Well.
Well, congratulations.
Are you sure? What's in there? What's in there?
Yeah, what's in your Hooters? You got avocados in there? Like,
probably
what's up?
For Jolays.
You got the one good set of boobs of all the cosmetic surgery
Old
in Mexico.
For Jolays. That's probably what it was.
All right, then.
All right, thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
We've got the wildest college baseball game anybody has ever seen. You will not believe the score.
It's real wild stuff.
More points than the Super Bowl.
Was Trump the first president to drive around the Daytona 500?
I think he was.
That was like...
He's the only president that's ever been to two.
Totally do that. If I'm president, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to all 5 to 7 games of the World Series.
He might go to the Masters.
I would.
Now, they said that after...
I'd be in a Pope thing, though, like the Pope used to be in, one of those Pope-mobiles that were like bulletproof, driving around like a Pope-mobile golf cart. I'd drive that around into the Masters.
Which exactly is what it was, right?
Yeah.
I doubt he stayed for the whole race or most of it because it got, you know, delayed by 3 hours. But
even with the Super Bowl, he was out by third quarter, I think.
They said he was going to go to a private suite.
Yeah.
With, I guess that was his grandkid he had with him. I don't know who
the little
kid girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been an actor for all I know.
I would not say that. You should actually not say that. InfoWars. You should not
folks,
say
folks, we don't know who the kid was,
you should
folks.
Not say that.
It could have been a little kid actor. I don't know.
Why'd she have a rainbow on her chest?
Who's in the limo? We'll what was she carrying?
We'll take a break. We'll do some sports, believe today. It or not, next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. Gotta get your ass a little
night. Oh, man.
Hate to do it, man. This day in sports history, 24 years ago in 2001, Dale Earnhardt went to join the Heaven Hall of Fame.
Oh, my gosh.
Heaven Hall of Fame.
Yeah. On the last lap of the 500. Which... Yeah. I had a buddy that says, man, when I saw that wreck, because he was there, he said...
You knew.
Yeah, that's what he said.
My dad said that, too.
I mean, look.
I did not know. I mean, I was not expecting, so not expecting that.
And then people said he probably undid his lap, you know, lap belt on the last lap. Look, I thought Ryan Preece last year, I'm like, he ain't going to walk out of this. There's no way.
Well, remember the one...
This year wasn't much better.
Wasn't it Darrell Walsh that was in that one that time that, like, it blew the entire car apart. He was just sitting in the chassis, essentially. And it caught on fire and everything and, like, just walked away from it.
I remember Davey Allison flipping in the infield.
God, yeah.
Carl Edwards of Talladega going through the fence. His whole car was in the fence.
Ned Jarrett backing through that Hardee's.
Yeah. I remember watching some races and just to see that they can pull out of the car, you know.
God.
Yeah, that's
just amazing.
The 1L Jugs freaking race.
Oh, man. The big one. There's always the big one.
Yeah.
Well, this baseball game was college baseball was just getting started. So, which way I saw that USC Upstate beat Boston College. I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, it's a big school. Which I don't know why the big schools come down to.
I was gonna say, why would they here. No offense, but why would they?
Yeah, like.
Why would they? That didn't make sense, even driving wise.
Well, they came down here and got their ass whooped.
Aha.
Not like William and Mary did. William and Mary lost this baseball game, and they scored 22 runs.
Wow.
They had a big second inning where they scored 10. Well, Rhode Island responded in the fifth with 17. They win 36-22.
Rhode Island doesn't even look big enough on a map to play baseball in.
They've had one athlete, Lamar Odom.
That was like you hit a ball hard enough, you'll knock it in the next state. I mean, just on a map, it, you know.
I mean, Rhode Island scores 36 runs. They only had 3 errors and 24 hits.
God almighty.
58 combined runs for both teams, which I didn't know this. It's one short of FDU and Coppin State had 59 combined runs in 2016. That score was
35-24. 2016? Wow.
What are we doing? Is there a mercy rule?
Well, I mean, they're not like beating the hell out. They're beating the hell out of each other.
I don't know if offensively you draft everybody on both teams or defensively you don't. The team's batting average for William and Mary was .444 throughout the game. Not as good as Rhode Island's .545, but this is
stupid, long as they're not batting .666, it's fine. That'd be weird. I'd get up and say, one of y'all going to get struck by lightning.
666 is pretty bad luck, too.
That's right.
Man, we out of here. I just can't believe that score. Also can't believe the Savannah Bananas sold out Clemson Memorial Stadium.
And so that is official?
Yep.
God bless.
Sold it
I
out.
Do not get that. I mean, I
just don't like the gimmick sports like that. I want to watch a real game.
Well, they're thinking I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, they're thinking outside the box, which I like. Like, you know, they're not going the same route that every – like Gamecocks and Panthers do of, hey, come hit golf balls into the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, they're making a little – like, you know what, we're going to do something different here. I say, like, book more huge concerts, though. Like, no one has – when's the last –
Yeah, nobody books anything.
Memorial Stadium show, concert wise.
Oh my God.
I know. Like, y'all worried about the turf that bad?
The Eagles,
like,
maybe?
The Eagles? Was it wow. Eagles?
Pink Floyd, one of those two.
Yeah, I mean, or the Stones. I mean, I was in high school. And they don't do, I don't feel like they do as much with Little John as they could. That's a great venue for a smaller, you know, show.
They renovated it, man. It's like, I think it sits 9,000.
It always had kind of an echo in it, but I mean, you know, it's a basketball coliseum.
Hulk Hogan appeared in Little John.
Oh, no, I'm so pissed. Hulk Hogan's appearing by Titantron. I was pissed.
Look, brother.
My daddy was kind of pissed. You know, he paid for him. He was really pissed. All right. Thank you. We will take a break. When we come back, okay, so I'm trying to think of when we could, we'll do Spellenberg.
Oh, yeah, I gotta
also tell you, God. Okay, let's talk off the air about this because I need to figure out flow wise. Time wise, where will we have the most time?
Probably in the second break.
Okay, good. So we will build up to that. That's perfect. Because I need, since it's just kind of off the cuff, I need a little more time to put my words together for the spelling.
I got
to
get Paige while she's slipping a little bit. You know?
I'm tired, so let's just do it.
You spelled it with, you spelled cucumber with K-E-W. At least you just went K-U-M-B-E-R.
C-E-W-C-U-M-B-R.
No, also not right. It's cucumber.
What?
It's cucumber. I don't
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.